The journey to success for any athlete is one that is years in the making. From the first moment they adopt a sport to the hours it takes to perfect it, when an athlete takes their place atop the podium, it's that dedication to mastering a craft that has put them there. Yet within this symphony of achievement, it is often the subtle nuances which make the crucial difference. And for Ukraine's world-conquering high jumper, Yaroslava Mahuchik, she's only ever three steps from glory.
Yeah, three steps to glory, right. It's physically important because if you did last three steps shorter, your hip, your leg and your body was in the good position to take off, and physics helps you to jump over this bar.
And it was those three steps that made Mahuchik the toast of European high jumping when she claimed gold in Munich 2022.
Yes, the last three steps.
Four have already failed their first attempts. This is Yaroslava Mahuchik. First attempt at 195. And she's over. That puts Yaroslava Mahuchik in command of this competition.
For Yaroslava Mahuchik, turning it back on here in Munich and picking up another major gold medal for her home nation, for Ukraine. She speaks so eloquently.
She's since become world champion, but now stands at the threshold of a pivotal year. Her first challenge will come in Rome, where she'll defend her European crown, and then the Olympic Games. This is Ignite, a podcast series from European Athletics, telling the personal stories of athletes as they count down to Rome 2024. Yaroslava Mahuchik may still be just 22 years of age, but her star is shining brightest in the women's high jump, a discipline she's been dominating from the moment she started to rise through the ranks of athletics. From her first major championships in Nairobi, where she took world under 18 gold, her name has been synonymous with glory. But for all her success with high jump, it wasn't something she immediately found that comfortable.
You know, when I was younger, I hate sports very flop and I like jump scissors. It was strange for me, like a child. It was, oh my God, so hard to understand. But all changed one competition when I failed two attempts and one hit. I remember it was, I have personal best 140 and the height was on 145. And two attempts was failed by scissors. And my first coach said, you should jump Fosbury. Try it. And because I jumped at training, but I didn't like. And I jumped and this attempt was valid. So, and since this time, I jumped Fosbury flop.
It's been a remarkable decade since Mahuchik made that initial scissors kick to take a local title in Ukraine. And just as she realized the Fosbury flop would be needed if she was ever to make an impact, it was her gold in Nairobi that cemented her belief that high jump would indeed be her future.
I recognize that track and field will be my passion, will be my work for the next 10 years. I think after World Youth Championship in 2017, when I won with 192, and it was fantastic results for me, and I got to that. It's my work, I want to continue, and I want to qualify to Olympic Games in Tokyo. Because before, I didn't know it will be my passion or not, because maybe I will go to university, study something another way, another field. But you know, before this moment, before this World Youth Championship, a lot of people say to me that sport is just hobby, it's not much more. But when I won, I realized it's not just hobby, it's my passion, it's work, it's my mission, and sports, it's about friendly, about unit.
She was just 15 and dominating athletes well beyond her age, free of pressure to enjoy the sport she'd come to love.
think in that time, when I was young, in 15, I didn't think about pressure every time. I just enjoyed, and, you know, people didn't know me like athletes. I didn't have such a good result, really. But I remember the crowd of in Kenya Stadium. I remember that my second attempt in 192 was with a big crowd because it was competition for long distance at the same time. And I remember that my coach said, you can do it, that you should focus. And I focus on high jump and feel this atmosphere of crowd because they clapped, they was so loud. And I enjoyed this. And I think that it helps me to next year's at World Championship, at European Championship, because it's a big stadium, it's a lot of people, it's a crowd who support you.
Nairobi was just the beginning, and since that defining moment, Mahuchik has claimed gold in the Youth Olympic Games, the European Youth Games, and of course, that Munich success that made her the Queen of Europe.
For Yaroslava Mahuchik, turning it back on here in Munich and picking up another major gold medal for her home nation, for Ukraine. She speaks so eloquently.
In Munich, I have memories because not only about European Championship, because I have the exams in Munich before European Championship, and it was so crazy. But I remember when we came, a lot of people, our team was for the long time, we saw each other, a big team, and it was really cool feelings. And after that was qualification. First heats not good was. I remember that I jumped for second attempts, like always, okay, now. And after that, after 2 days was final. And of course, I make my makeup and will go with my coach and my sister, mother, niece to the stadium. Really, and I remember that I wanted to win the gold medal, really, because it was my first European Championship adult. So I want to collect this medal to my collection because I had all categories of medal, and I did it. When I did on second attempts, I know that I can jump this high, I know, and I didn't feel that I will lose this game, really, at this time. And so I jumped the second attempt, and it was okay for me to qualify to the final. But of course, in the final, I should jump this first attempt all heights. My coach said, between this time, my coach said to me that, why I did it, why I didn't do this with first attempts, because second attempts was good for my approach, really. And she said that you should be mentally strong in the final to jump all with first attempts, really, because it helps you to be on the podium. No, I didn't feel nervous about second attempts. But of course, every competition and European Championship, when you represent your country, it's always exciting and you have some adrenaline inside. And, you know, of course I'm excited. It's like always, if now I will compete in a competition Dnipro State high jump meeting, I will excited too, because it's my passion, it's my work, and I like it to do it. And it fills me more power. If we come back to Munich final, I didn't think about my competitors, really, because before my attempts, I lay back and watch to the sky, and I focus on my next jumps, that what I should do, how I should improve to jump over this bar. So I'm only focusing on my jumps.
When she stands before a big crowd, that's where Mahuchik comes alive. There, amidst the pulsating energy of the crowd, she imbibes the very essence of the atmosphere, harnessing its fervor to fuel her competitive spirit.
I think I bring a shout this crowd inside. It's like behind the screen, behind the skin, it's loud and I'm running because when I start running, you know, the world environment behind me, it's like slowly, slowly, and this moment when you jump, it's again come back to the fast movement.
She is such a star. She's such a figure of hope. And with that clearance, she moves into the lead. This would be a magnificent victory for Mahuchik in this 21-year-old, at last, after many silvers and bronze on the global stage, tastes gold.
Yet for all those eyes that are focused on her as she runs to complete those last three steps and jump her way to glory, it's really only one set of eyes that matter most, the eyes of her coach.
You know, it's traditional from the young age when I was not sure and not confident in high jump, I always look to eyes to my coach, and it's continue. Now I'm confident, but I need to this contact with my coach. And I remember moment in Zurich when it was crowded, a lot of people, and I cannot find my coach before jumps, and I was excited for several seconds. And after that, okay, I'm confident I can jump because I'm older. But of course, it's traditional. And I think that we now change the energy because, and it's really important to have the same energy with your coach. And we have the same energy. And because we have the same goals and we have the same mind. We change energy, I look, and I'm ready.
Athlete and coach. It's the relationship that can define a career, where subtle gestures and unwavering gazes weave the fabric of understanding between mind and mentor. That famous stare that says more than 1,000 words.
It's always like you can do it because you're strong and we did work hard, we work hard, so now you jump, you can do it, or let's go. If I see my coach contact, I can be more confident than before because I know that she watched my jump and she know that I will jump.
Already failed their first attempts. This is Yaroslava Marochik, first attempt of 195, and she's over. Puts Yaroslava Marochik in command of this competition. Topic.
That relationship continues to make Mahuchik a champion. And in Istanbul 2023, it took some divine intervention to help her defend her European indoor crown.
It was exciting moment in qualification. I remember the first two attempts, I don't know, 185 or like under 190, and two attempts I failed, and third attempt and moved to another head, and I came to my coach and she say for me, you know, think, oh, if you will not jump, it's okay, don't worry, but you can jump, I know that you can jump, and now you running so crazy, you should jump, what are you doing now? Because we came to Istanbul to protect my title of European indoor champion, and now you cannot jump 185. It's impossible when you have 2 meters personal best. And I remember this moment when I jumped 190, I was so angry for myself, really, because why I didn't jump with first time slower, high, and now I jumped. But it gives me the place in the final, and I was so happy. But after that, I should like, no, relax, recovery, and focus on the final, that I should focus on mentally preparing, that it can be some mistakes or not mistakes.
Music and books can help silence the mind of an athlete.
My advice, I think, how I can calm down myself, it's reading books and listening to music, of course, and didn't think about the competition because it was like day off before final, and we walking around Istanbul, and I try to not think about final, because I said to me, I will think about final when I came to the field, the four-call room. It's always like on competition, it's novels. And at that time I read It Ends With Us by English, and it was English book, not on Ukrainian. So it helps me maybe to learn some new words or to, like, you know, change your mind a little bit, and your mind will think how to translate and how it's pronounced, this word. It's something new. Yes, I forget about high jump completely before the final, because it was stressful qualification.
Now comes Rome, and soon after, the Olympic Games, where Mahuchik will be the athlete to beat.
I'm a champion, and I will go to protect my title in Rome. It will be my second European Championship in Rome. And of course, I'm looking forward for this competition, because now we have training camp and I'm so miss competition a little bit, but we should work more on my approach. And really, I'm waiting for this atmosphere with girls when we will jump. And Rome is a special place, really, for me. First Diamond League was in Rome in 2018. Second, this world record in high jump set in Rome in 1987. So it's really special place, and this place have a lot of energy. And, you know, Italian fans, Italian people, it's so crazy, so loud. So I'm looking forward for this competition. Everyone wants to look the good jumps and high, really high, but I will try only enjoy this atmosphere, because in this difficult time for me, the high jump helps me to focus only track and field inside stadium and forgot about anything that happened outside. So I will enjoy atmosphere, and I think if I will enjoy atmosphere, I will jump high. Of course, you know, every time when no one knowing you, no one knew how you jump, it's more easily when you have some name, when you have some results. Of course, it's harder, because people looking for results, people waiting for that. And of course, in some way, it's motivated that you can jump and you should do it, yes, and for yourself and for your people. But in different way, it's a pressure, really. But my coach always say that every competition, it should be like celebration, like holiday for you. It's people come to watch you, and some another people support you, so you should enjoy. It's like party for track and field.
The bronze medal in Tokyo marked a pivotal moment. But now, with the return of fervent crowds to Olympic arenas, Mahuchik stands poised to harness that electrifying energy once again, and just as she's done before, define a brand new legacy.
You know, it's a lot of conversation now about Olympics, but until Olympics, for me, it's 3 months. It's so long time, really. But of course, my expectation that I should enjoy the atmosphere inside the village, inside its stadium, because last Olympic Games was in COVID time, so I didn't feel this atmosphere of Olympic in full, really. But now I want to enjoy this atmosphere inside, because when Olympic come in Olympic Village, live a lot of athletes from different country, from different sports, and it's really cool to maybe exchange the experience and you know, to know something new about different sport. The Olympic Games, it's one of the important competition in every athlete career. And of course, if you have some results, good results, if you in top of the world athletics, of course, people take pressure for you, really give pressure, waiting some list. But I think it's psychology, some side, because you should be strong, you should be mentally ready, because you know that you work hard before and now you're in field, and like I said before, you just jump and do your work, really, that you're enjoying, it's your passion, and it's really celebration of sport.
This has been a Highway 61 production for European Athletics. Full details for this series can be found in our show notes, but also visit european-athletics.com for all the latest news and ticket information ahead of Rome 2024.